in southeast Nebraska. For today, cloudy skies, that chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s. We'll have our winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and a lingering showers and storms ending early, mid-50s. Then lots of sunshine for your Saturday, high of 80. And for your Sunday, up to a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 60.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of a Hutchinson bail bondsman who prosecutors say forced women to perform sex acts after he bonded them out of jail. The appeals court this week rejected Dwight Jerkins' appeal of his sentence for aggravated human trafficking and other crimes. He is serving a 21-year sentence. Hutchinson News reports that Jerkins was convicted of forcing four women he bonded out to perform sex acts or go back to jail. Sedgwick County authorities have charged the suspect in a 2014 hit and run that killed a man near Clearwater. 54-year-old Kerry Whitlock of Clearwater charged with failure to stop in an accident resulting in great bodily harm. He's accused of hitting and killing Jeremy Napier as he was walking along a road in September of 2014. Whitlock's preliminary hearing is scheduled for October 20th. He's free from jail on $25,000 bond. Mid-America Network News.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $2.79 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $2.79 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
The next generation of wireless is here. Introducing Verizon LTE Advanced, powering America's largest and fastest 4G LTE network ever, bringing you 50% faster peak speeds in more than 450 cities coast to coast. Sorry, cut-rate networks. It's time to start again, because good enough is never really good enough. Welcome to LTE Advanced, the next-gen network, only on Verizon. Learn more at VZW.com. Verizon. Better matters.
The man convicted of killing abortion provider George Tiller will face a new jury this fall. That jury will be tasked with deciding how long he must stay in prison before he is eligible for parole. Sedgwick County District Court records show resentencing procedures for Scott Roeder are set to begin November 28th. A status conference is scheduled September 21st. Roeder's life sentence with no chance of parole for 50 years among many vacated by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2013 that juries, not judges, must decide whether to increase punishment. Jurors must decide to resentence him to at least 50 or 25 years before being eligible for parole. Prosecutors seeking another hard 50 sentence. And the U.S. Geological Survey has recorded a small earthquake in central Kansas. It happened yesterday afternoon. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake felt throughout Ellis County. It was centered 4.3 miles north of Ellis. Hayes Post reports no damage or injuries. Mid-America Network News.
The MacDon FD75 Flex Draper continues to advance harvesting technology. Featuring the exception lifting action of our PR15 pickup reel, this reel is designed to bring together the benefits of a flip-over reel with adjustable cam leading fingers. That's innovation that means it can handle just about any crop in any harvest condition. Low potting, downed, tangled, even lodged crops. That's the reason why more and more top producers and custom harvesters trust MacDon Flex Draper with their harvest. For the best in farming equipment, visit Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement Company since 1947.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Weak farm income continues to slow economy in rural parts of 10 western and plain states, although it has not led to big increase in loan defaults. The report issued yesterday is based on a monthly survey of bankers in rural areas of those states. USDA predicts farm income will decline 12% this year. Officials are looking for someone to donate a tree to display at the Nebraska Capitol during the Christmas holiday season. The Nebraska Capitol Commission is seeking a tree within a 70-mile radius of Lincoln. The tree must be a blue spruce, Douglas, or concolor fir. It must be able to fit through the Capitol's 7x6 north entrance doors, but large enough to command attention in the rotunda. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway added nearly 1 million more shares to its 15% stake in oil refiner Phillips 66. It's worth roughly $78 million. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A flurry of activity as the U.S. 36th treasure hunt east to west across Kansas runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Many vendors were setting up Wednesday. Many will extend hours through Sunday. The annual U.S. 36th treasure hunt draws bargain hunters from several states across the Midwest. The 11th annual Fall Festival is Saturday in downtown Washington, and the day begins at 7 a.m. with a breakfast. Registration for the 11th Annual Car and Truck Show is from 8:30 to 11. Judging begins at 11 with awards Saturday at 3. Other activities include a dodgeball tournament, kids games from 10 until 3, plus vendors, Saturday in Washington. 46th Annual Treasures and Tractors Steel City Flea Market and Machinery Show runs Saturday and Sunday. Activities include the antique tractor pull Saturday at 11, tractor games at 1:30, a street dance on Saturday evening. A tractor drive Sunday begins at 8:45, and a tractor parade is scheduled at 3. Other events both days include blacksmith and historical demonstrations, an old farm machinery show, and tractors will be on display at the annual Steel City Flea Market and Machinery Show Saturday and Sunday. An injury accident was reported Sunday evening shortly before 7:30 in Gage County. Tabitha Party, age 17, of Wymore, was traveling on Beeline Road just east of South 66th Road. Lost control, the vehicle went off the road. The driver and four juvenile passengers were all taken to the Beatrice Community Hospital. David O. Sampson, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Private family services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for David Sampson. Edith M. Scheibe, age 74, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Edith Scheibe. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, wheat bread, peas, and pears. On Monday's menu, ribs, mashed potato, wheat bread, kraut, Malibu blend, and fruit cocktail. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High football at Wamego this evening. The Frankfurt-St. Paul football game will kick off tonight at 6 o'clock. They're accounting for a chance of thunderstorms and the long road trip for St. Paul. Again, an hour early start for the Frankfurt football game with St. Paul beginning at 6 o'clock. And we understand homecoming activities will be held before the game. KNDY News Time 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Burgers are just a buck on Mondays at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. With the purchase of any drink, burgers are just a buck on Mondays this month at the Wagon Wheel. Drop by. The Brighton Stoll Band entertains Saturday, September 19th, beginning at 9, live at the Wagon Wheel, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Plan on scattered showers and storms across the area for today as a frontal boundary continues to work on through the region. Otherwise, behind that front, dry and sunny weather conditions looking to return for the upcoming weekend as high pressure looks to dominate our weather. Those high temperatures looking to reach the upper 70s for this afternoon, and those high temperatures back in the lower part of the 80s looking ahead to your Saturday and Sunday time frame. Even into early next work week, still expecting dry and sunny weather conditions both Monday and into your Tuesday. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, cloudy skies, that chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s. We'll have our winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and a lingering showers and storms ending early, mid-50s. Then lots of sunshine for your Saturday, high of 80. And for your Sunday, up to a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
We added another half an inch of rain overnight at the KNDY studios. Average high temperature mid-September, 81. Record high hit the century mark in 1939. The average low, 57. The record low is 39 in 1961. Sunset this evening, 7:29. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. Lingering showers and thunderstorms confined mainly to the eastern half of Kansas this morning. Light scattered showers to the southern half of our listening area. A little bit heavier activity further south of I-70. Winds are calm. Barometer at 29.92 inches. It's 61 degrees under a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Grab a Passport and Travel the World with the Kilted Man, Matthew Guernsey.
At the end of the day, I like a little drink to raise up my voice and sing. And an hour or two with a fine brown brew, I'm ready for anything.
Enjoy the unique talent of Matthew Guernsey live Sunday, September 18th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville Public Library. Complimentary admission, all ages encouraged to attend. Show is 2 p.m. Sunday at the Marysville Public Library. Admission is free.
Three for a man who will stand his round, and four for the love of you, Miguel. Four for the love of you.
The Jets and Bills meet up in a divisional contest. The Cubs clinch the Central Division, and the Red Sox with a stunning win over the Yankees. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, a victory over their division rival. The Jets beat the Bills 37-31 in Buffalo last night.
Another handoff to Forte. Cuts it back at the five. He's into the end zone. Matt Forte with his third rushing touchdown of the game.
On ESPN New York, Jets are 1-1, Bills 0-2. To baseball, the Chicago Cubs are the first team to clinch a division title. They lost to the Brewers, but the Giants beat the Cardinals to seal it for the Cubs and catcher David Ross.
I'm definitely going to enjoy it as much as I can and take it all in. These things don't come around, especially division titles in this division where St. Louis has dominated for so long.
Ross on ESPN, expect a champagne celebration after tonight's game. And down 5-1 to the Yankees, Hanley Ramirez sealed the comeback victory for the Red Sox.
Swinging a high drive deep center. Back goes Ellsbury looking up. This ball is gone! The Red Sox win! win it! The most dramatic win of the year!
On WEEI, Boston stuns New York 7-5. Red Sox lead the East by 2 games. In Arizona, the Dodgers slip up.
Sidearm, line drive, right field, base hit. Making the play to the plate on the throw. It's not going to be in time. RBI single by Drury.
On KTAR, Arizona defeats LA 7-3. Dodgers lead over the Giants in the West, now down to 4 after the Giants' victory. Russell with some muscle for Toronto.
Drilled to left. Marte's going back. He looks up, and it's gone. A 3-run homer for Russ Martin.
The call on SN 590. Blue Jays clip the Angels 7-2. Toronto's tied with the Orioles for the AL wildcard lead. College football last night. Cincinnati kept it close with number 6 Houston in the first half. Not so much in the second half.
Is intercepted. Picked off by Steve Taylor at the 35. Taylor moving to the right of the 40. He might score. 45-40. Taylor's going to take it. Steven Taylor! Yeah! Touchdown! Houston, my goodness.
On the Houston IMG Sports Network, Houston rolls past Cincy 40-16. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville at Wamego. The Frankfurt game with St. Paul will start tonight at 6. An hour early start with the threat of weather and St. Paul's long road trip. Washington County hosting La Crosse. Hanover home to Southern Coffee. Lynn kicks off at Wetmore. Centralia hosting Troy. Diller O'Dell entertains Thayer Central. Southern is at Johnson County Central. Valley Heights game is on Saturday in Olathe with Christ Prep Academy. That will begin at 2 o'clock. Marysville Bulldog football Friday, 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website, kndyradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House Agriculture Committee held a hearing on potential trade opportunities with Cuba, and several major ag groups, including the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, weighed in on the possibilities. The National Association of Wheat Growers support the elimination of trade barriers with Cuba, which represents a potentially large export market for wheat. Current financing restrictions do not permit Cuba to buy on credit, but instead require cash up front. And the wheat growers say that puts them at a competitive disadvantage to other countries in the Cuban market. The American Farm Bureau Federation, long pushing for trade with our neighbors 90 miles to the south, they say real opportunities of increased sales exist in Cuba for American agriculture products because of demand driven by a population of 11 million people. They say there's no better time to provide American farmers and ranchers with the tools they need to expand exports and survive difficult economic times. The National Pork Producers Council holding its annual fly-in this week in Washington, D.C. TPP, the top of their conversations with their senators and representatives. Over 130 producers from some 20 states pressed their congressional lawmaker to push for a vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership this year. They also want funding for a foot-and-mouth vaccine bank included in the next farm bill. Farm families also asked their congressional representative to oppose a USDA regulation, the GIPSA rule, they say would restrict the buying and selling of livestock. NPPC President John Dyer said those three issues are very important to pork producers, but getting TPP passed in the lame duck session of Congress, the primary issue they're working on. Now, during the Capitol Hill visit, producers stressing just how much a negative impact would be for not passing TPP on the bottom line. Dyer says we can't just walk away from the deal. He said the entire economy would lose access to one of the fastest growing regions in the world, but also lose market share in the other 11 TPP countries. That means lost jobs and devastating impact on the economy. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The planned Bayer-Monsanto merger that was announced Wednesday is raising concerns that research, which is key to developing new seed traits and other breakthroughs, could be stifled. The Washington Post reports the $66 billion Bayer-Monsanto deal could reshape farming, further concentrating the nation's seed and agrochemical industry while reducing choice and stifling innovation needed to feed a growing world. Regulators could stop the deal over antitrust concerns, but if it goes through, the Post reports the new seed and chemical giant could limit the entry of smaller firms and their innovations. American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young will testify at a Senate hearing next week on industry consolidation and predicts some possible issues with genetic licensing.
You're probably going to need to get down and look at individual chemistries, individual seed trait licensing, et cetera, say who controls how much in some of those, and maybe come back and talk about requiring some divestiture of some of these lines.
On the flip side, though, Young says there are advantages to consolidation.
You know, pretty significant regulatory costs associated with bringing a product to market. There's some efficiency gains to be had here, I think, by doing this combination of both chemicals as well as genetics within the same company.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, who's called the ag consolidation hearing next Tuesday, argues antitrust regulators must be ever more vigilant to ensure competition amid an increasingly weak ag economy. Grassley's invited top officials from Monsanto, Bayer Crop Science North America, Syngenta, Dow AgroSciences, and DuPont to testify, as well as AFB, NFU, National Corn Growers, too. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, if you're hunting for a new wheat to add into your program for this fall that is acid soil tolerant, high yielding, Hessian fly resistant, look for Gallagher, an OGI release that is fantastic on yield, super on test weights, an excellent choice for you to add into your production lineup for this fall. Give a call to Kaufman Seeds at 1-800-634-2836.
Money now on all 2016 Polaris ATVs and UTVs during their factory authorized clearance sale at Wichita Tractor. Ride hard. Moore's too. Wichita Tractor in Wichita. In the new store in South Hutchinson. See at the Kansas State Fair. Wichita Tractor at the far west side of the fairgrounds. Go to wichitatractor.com. See you at the Kansas State Fair.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. Let's talk about the hog market. And yeah, there is a silver lining. What it is after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
If you're frustrated by slow drains, or if you find yourself standing in water when you take a shower, the cause could be hair and soap scum buildup. Well, speed up your drains and solve your problem with Wink Hair Clog Blaster. Don't call the plumber. Pick up Wink Hair Clog Blaster instead. Wink Hair Clog Blaster. It does the job for you. Be sure to check out all the products offered by visiting their website at Wink. WHINK.com.
As Cheryl Day writes in NationalHogFarmer.com, there's no way to sugarcoat it. This year's hog prices are not anything to brag about. However, surviving the cycles of the hog market is a normal part of doing business. The increase in production always yields lower prices. Still, there is plenty of good news for America's pig farmers. Lee Schultz, an Iowa State University agriculture economist, calculates the average hog market sold for a profit of $19.36 in July, marking the sixth consecutive profitable month for farrow to finish operations. Calculations by Schultz estimate the average cost of production for July marketings was $62.15 per hundredweight of carcass, or $46.61 per hundredweight on a live weight basis. And the reports of another fall of bin-busting grain yields are tipping in livestock producers' favor. Still, the narrow profit margins should provide motivation to micromanage expenses and leverage marketing opportunities. The anticipating increase in packing capacity has the entire pork industry buzzing. There are two new plants on track to provide some help with a large number of hogs heading to market this fall. In July, Moon Ridge Foods cut the ribbon on its processing facility in Pleasant Hope, Missouri, with an eventual capacity of 2,500 head per day. In February, Prime Pork announced remodeling its PM Beef plant in Windom, Minnesota, and the goal there is to process 4,000 hogs per day. Still, the significant expansion in packing capacity will be in 2017 and 2018, with two plants calling Iowa home, another set to open in Michigan. Seaboard Triumph Foods pork plant remains on schedule for commercial production to start up around July 31st of 2017. That's in Sioux City, Iowa. In Eagle Grove, Iowa, the Prestige family has endured various challenges and has won approval for a new pork processing plant. That one is expected to begin operations in the second half of 2018. And in Coldwater, Michigan, the Clemens Food Group has begun hiring managerial workers, and that plant is on track to start production in July of 2017. So with all of this increase in production, the question is whether the consumer is going to increase demand. So far this year, that hasn't happened, with hog values down about 25% since June. But fall tailgating season is upon us, and the restaurant industry is reporting a surge in customer traffic in family dining, casual dining, and fine dining, and perhaps those people will be inspired to order more pork. Back after this.
Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires at Bat Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Find out more at Bat Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway. Hankook Tires.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cold front approached overnight, fired another round of thunderstorms. We recorded another half an inch of rain here at the studios in Marysville. Showers have mostly tapered off, still lingering parts of eastern Kansas, southern half of our listening area. You may see some light scattered activity yet diminishing. Highs around 80 on tap for today. Can't rule out another chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, although chances have diminished.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. The Oakland Athletics routed the Kansas City Royals 14-5 last night. The A's continue to wreak havoc on the Royals' diminishing playoff chances, sweeping a four-game road series at Kansas City for the first time in their history. The A's outscored the Royals 43-12, the largest Oakland run differential in a four-game series franchise history. Voit had a two-run double in a five-run third, walked the bases, loaded in the fourth, and hit a two-run homer in the sixth. The five RBI matched a career high. KU hits the road tomorrow for its first road game of the season. The 1-1 Jayhawks face a tough Memphis team after falling 37-21 to Ohio in week two. "We are still in the progress of building this program. We're still here," says Coach David Beattie. That's your sports report from Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas State Fair, Mid-America Ag Network, Kansas FFA, and WIC Buildings are teaming up to help fight hunger in Kansas through a food drive during the Kansas State Fair, September 9th through the 18th. Non-perishable food and money donations can be made in the Joint WIC FFA building on Bison Boulevard. While at the fair, look for the volunteers in a bright orange hunger fighter shirt in the Joint